Tonight's shiur simitafresh sadi sif yudalid tezvav and tezayin sif yudalid hakoriyas hamegillah tzerach shiachavin lehotzei hashomeya v'tzerach shiachavin hashomeya lotzeis. When a person reads Megillah, he has to have specifically in mind to take care of the chiyuv of those who listen, and the one who listens has in mind to be yotzi as well. V'im hakore shliach tzibur. Now, if the one who's reading is in fact a shliach tzibur, he's reading for a community, he's reading for a kehila, mistoma daito kol hashoimim afilu hem hakore b'tzekinesis. We assume that automatically his das is whoever hears my voice is yotzi. Not that whoever's in this room is yotzi, but whoever can hear me will be yotzi. And if someone was standing out back and listening through a window, that'd also be yotzi. Ein medaktikin b'to'o yuseho. When he lays the Megillah, we're not going to be so particular about errors in the kriya. V'yesh oimim, some say it depends. The davka b'to'ul shehaloshon v'inyon echad. That's only if the mistake doesn't alter the meaning of the text. Like the story of two students, sitting in front of Rav, Chad Kare Yehudim. One would read the word Yehudim, the Chad Kare Yehudim, and one would have two yuds at the end. None of them had to repeat what they said, even though one of them was mistaken. But a different kind of mistake, which actually does affect the meaning of the word, would be different. So the first sheet of the Mechaber is that any mistake seemingly would not be a cause to go back. And the Yeshomim says, well, it depends on what kind of mistake it is. If the mistake alters the meaning of the word, then you'd have to go back. If it doesn't alter the meaning, it doesn't. I don't know why he doesn't say, to me, the most obvious mistake would be Mordechai, Mordechoi. If the Baal Kari did not get that right. And I almost wondered to myself, if he's not going to call that a mistake, afilu. It's not even a mistake. You know, at the end of a point, we'll say with a comments instead of a patach, maybe he doesn't even consider that a tos, because the mistakes we'll talk about in the Mishnah are more serious distinctions. But like Yehudim, Yehudiyim, that's his example, not Mordechai, Mordechoi. Like that's what I'm wondering to myself, could be mamish garnished, such a thing.
Another big one is that of Ben Hamdasa, Ben Hamdasa.
Well, we'll come with the Emel Raz. We're going to get to that in the notes on the side.
According to the Sephardim, they're Petach, they're Patach. And
they both sound the same.
Yeah, they sound the
same. Can't make any mistake.
Right,
that's correct. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Memches. Tzerach Shiachavin v'chulu v'tzerach v'chulu. Both the Baal Kore and the Shomea require Kavona to be Motzi and to be Yotze. Ule'ikuvahu afilu b'di'evet. This makes a difference, even b'di'evet. You're not yotzei even b'di'evet if they did not have this kavana. V'zeh hakivein hu koydim shemaskil l'kroy. Yechav no kol kriya. The one who has kavana should have kavana before he begins the kriya. That I'm going to be moitzi everyone. Zeh lotzeitz v'zeh lehotzi. The one, and the truth is the other way too. The one who wants to be yotzei, the one who's going to be moitzi, it's all beforehand. V'suin tzerach l'cham kol kriya. Once you did that, you don't need a new kavana the rest of the Megillah laning. You have the kavana before you start. I have a mind to be motzi everyone. I have a mind to be yotze, and then that satisfies the rest of the kriya. V'tzarech hashomei lahazin ozmo lishmoya kol teva v'teva b'yakore. The one who's listening has to pay attention to hear every single word from Balkore. V'mchise hakore afilu teva achas. If the Balkore omits one word, if the listener missed one word, the shema, he didn't hear a word. Lo yatsu, the Baal Kari is not yotze when he misses a word in the kriya. The shomea is not yotze if he misses the words when he listens. V'tzarech lachzor, and it would require going back to make up the missed word. And again, you have to read it in sequence. You can't just make up that word. You can't read out of order. You have to read from that point onward. Sifkaton mem tes mistoma daita v'chulo. Now, if this is a shul setting, if there's a tzibur, the assumption is that whoever listens is yotze. Well, the inyan hashoyimim, as far as the listeners, yishtana hadin, it's not automatic. The ha'omdim beveis ha'knesses stam mechavim, those who stand in shul, clearly we assume they have in mind to be yoytze. Avla oivra achor beveis ha'knesses, but the one who's behind the shul, be'inan sheicham beferush l'seis techavim, he has to have in mind specifically to be yoytze, because it's not assumed that people outside the basic knesses have in mind to be yetsa with the balkar is reading.
Why did achori not michutzla?
Behind and not outside. I know, that's always the lashon of the Gemara. Yeah. The lashon achori too. Seif katan nun ein medakdekin b'ta'o yuseho. We're not particular about mistakes. Ein hadin hazeh ma'ir din k'siva. Now we're not talking about a mistake in the writing of the Megillah. The Shom Hadin Kamo B'Siv Gimel, a mistake in the writing we talked about in Siv Gimel. A Megillah is kosher, even if it's missing words. V'hachem Marlin in Kriya, we're discussing the reading. Dainafilu Kara Oysa B'chamatuyos, if the Balkare read with several mistakes, Kimon Shal Kaponim Kara Kul, if he read the whole thing and didn't miss any words, there you go. Sevkanun Aleph, Yesh Oymim, it depends. What kind of mistake was made? Acher, if it's a mistake that changes the meaning, not like Yehudim Yehudiyim, then you're not Yotze. Could go, for instance, Shekara, reading the word miYoshev Yoshav, instead of reading Yoshev, he reads Yoshav, past tense, or Oh mi Nofel Nofal, instead of Nofel, he reads Nofal. It's spelled the same, it's pronounced differently. Davi Keilu Dileg Oisa Teva Lagamri. If you mispronounce it like that, you've changed the meaning of the word. It's as if you skipped the word. And you're going to have to go back and read it again in order.
So that's the same standard of the Sefer Torah, no?
It would seem that way. Now, the only thing is by Sefer Torah, you have this machlokes, the two shitas. If you look in Be'er Locha, Be'er Locha, he says, this is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings us halacha that we're not medakdek by Megillah Leinim. V'neim l'shon riyas ha'mavol b'shul to gibor pek beis rakos of the tevos she'ein mafsid in hakriya. There's a sheet that brought in shul to gibor that a word that really doesn't affect the storyline. Afilu in hishmit v'lo kara klal ein ochezer. If you left out the word and didn't read it at all, you don't go back. V'siyim she'kein ha'batan der etzisol, that's a Yerushalmi. Muchach the sover, he holds the Masha Ein Medaktikin Hainu, when it says Ein Medaktikin B'ta'us, it means B'tevos, She'im Mafsid in Hakriya, a word that will not affect the storyline. You can leave the word out and we won't correct you. Avil Im Mafsid in Hakriya, but of course if it affects the storyline, Kagon, V'imei HaPur Me'elo Ya'avru, V'hish B'tevas Lo. Right? He says, V'imei HaPur Me'elo Ya'avru, totally changes the meaning. V'cheinim HaTonos Le'ev Yonim, Hishmet HaMem, he instead of saying matanos levyonim, he says tanos.
No, matanos levyoni.
Oh, levyoni at the end, man. Matanos levyoni. So lo yas, you're not going to be yosef. King Kosev Shon City writes, v'hine hamagen avam b'sif kohen hey Kosev ayin lekaman sif yodad lo mashma kain. Magen avam says we don't seem to see that's not the halacha. The magen avam's note on this is that this isn't right. The ein yodeh kavanos, I'm not sure what his intent from our if is. Imin hayesh omim demuchach dafilu min yoshev li yashav min ofel nafachos, if he's referring to the yesh omim, that if you make a mistake in the reading where the word changes meaning, you have to go back. Moshev magen avam, the magen avam writes, then kol shekein im hishmet legarmi yezatevos, then if you left out a word, certainly afshei mafsidin akriya, even though it doesn't affect the reading chose, you go back. That's not for sure right. Maybe the Riyas holds like the first shita of the Mechaber that you don't go back for mistakes. Maybe the Magen Avraham understood from Shulchan Aruch. According to the first view, even if the mistake alters the meaning, you don't go back. But if you left the word on entirely, that's not called ta'us. Everyone agrees you go back. Ran holds that even if you leave out the words, and don't read them, you won't be Yetza. Though Hegel be Gemara b'zeh achlo yodeh perushim, the Gemara is saying we don't know what it means, but you can't leave the words out. If you say them and know, even if you don't know what it means, you still have pesumei nisa. Hamlok koran kav, if you leave them out, any yotze apidiyev, you won't be yotze at all. The ilu riyaz, according to the riyaz, and the shulta givorim yotze b'zebidiyev, you should be yotze b'dievet. Then a mafsid akriya, dasi achashtonim is enough. You're not going to lose the theme or the point of the kriya. V'cheinu gam kin dasa rashbo keharan. The early Achronim or Paskin, not like this Riaz, you can't leave any words out at all, even if it doesn't alter the flow of the story. So I'm going to tell you the halacha bekitzer, which is this is the part, you know, which maybe should have been in the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, we want about Kura to be precise. You have to be like the Yesh Omrim, get the words right. If the words change meaning, you go back and read onwards. Even if you finish the whole Megillah, you go back. Like the Pichodesh writes, lahalocha, you should follow the Yesh Omrim. When we come welcome, however, Kimet Shemachabit told over Zebeshtei Deos, Machabit does bring two opinions, Kiloshan HaTulak the Tur, Yeshlim Kote Chosir Venim Avarach. So we'll say you go back, but don't make a new bracha when you go back. Achen, however, Imchisir Lagamri Ezet Tev Bekri, if you left a word out, Vodim Beshmir, if you missed the word hearing, Ladas Kol HaPoes Kamanal, according to all the poes can be said before, Chos Mavarach, go back with a bracha. Afshe Mafsir Kriya, even if the mistake does not change the meaning. However, Yishno b'chay odem choshe das riyaz, the chay odem was choshe for this das yochad of the riyaz, because of the tevish and mafsid, the kriya choshe in mavorach, that if you missed a word that didn't affect the meaning, go back and don't make a new bracha, because of his shita. V'ayin sham dafilu chisos achas b'kriya sayach, so even one letter, you'd have to go back. So the halacha, we want to make sure the chazan does not miss any words for sure. The only machlokes will be if you go back because you missed a word, you make a bracha again or not. And in the reading of the words itself, if he read the word but mispronounced it, if it doesn't change the meaning, lahalocha, we're not going to make him go back. Now, in the notes on the side, he right away brings up a few different things. First of all, according to this, what happens if I hear it in a havara that's not my havara? I hear it in Sfardit, I hear it in a Chasidish. So if a medak gimbato yuseha, l'chor da locha shibi, you're going to be yetsa. And Itaka brings that for many poskim, Yashub Shom Zalman, that you don't have to be makbid on the Havara. And the Moshe says the same thing by Kriyas HaTorah in general. But there are many people who will look for their own. Shom Zalman says it's better to get to a place with your Havara. It's best to do it in Havara that is yours. Stipler said, but the avenue is if it's not your Havara. You should really try to get it in a place that does it the way you pronounce it.
Because you define a different Havara as a Ta'ut.
If my havara is one way, then the other one is. Well, if the word says who,
he says he.
Right? That's a perfect example.
You can just ask right? Minhag as opposed to a tohu.
Huh. It's the one who holds it's who holds it. He is a tohu. That's not the word.
Another question, sorry. Yeah. Suppose you add a word like v'yehi b'yemei shel achashverosh.
If you add a word, it's no better. I think it's no different than taking missing a word. Again, according to, you're saying maybe more shittos will be makel. I don't know.
So you know.
I don't think he talks about that. That's interesting. Or I don't think he even missed on those that. Or what happens if you add? I'm not sure.
Let's try it out.
Then he gives Then he gives the shaila. Ubezeh hanara ba'o el hamelech or be'erev hi ba'o. And what if you read it? Ubezeh hanara ba'o el hamelech or be'erev hi ba'o.
Bakriya,
right.
You're correct.
Tara. So he brings the Archa that you have to go back. You change the Mashmas Alosh. That's no different than Nafal and Nofail.
Yeah.
The fact it changes the meaning. Then he brings a stipe which I've seen quoted in other places. He quotes it here too. In general, the Mila El, Mila Raz. If we're not sure, and there's different opinions, he says, if it doesn't change the meaning, we're not going to make them go back. As a general rule, we should do the Mila El Mila Raz correctly. But we're not going to correct, not be Kriyas HaTorah either, he says, in a mistaken Me'el El Milra. Then you get into the words where we're not sure. Lahashmid, laharog, ula'abed, or v'laharog, right? And there's another example, Ishla Amad Lifnehem or Bifnehem. Do you just correct the word, or do you read the word twice, or do you read the whole sentence twice? So he brings, Astircha de Tzibura, why are you reading the whole sentence twice? Just read the word twice and goodbye. Iman of Shachi Yetzah.
So we have a different result.
But he brings Chassam Sofer Lamais to go back on the whole pasuk.
A different result because of Zachar, because it's Deraisa. Or the same thing, just
really,
just plays out the other way.
It should be the same thing. Just say Zachar or Zecher, it should be fine. Again, so Lamais, we're Moichel on the Tircha de Tzibura. You always read it's a din. I'm pretty sure you do the correct one first.
Sure.
Because the second one is really like you're saying.
Just in case.
All right. Yeah. Covering your bases. So if Tezvav.
Some people like read some of the words in like sus, as in like they do like
a horse neighing.
Horse play.
Right.
That's okay. I don't pronounce my oohs like that.
Right. Yoyoyitza. Should he? Shouldn't he? Okay. I withhold comment.
There are those who were doing Esther's part as a little female voice, you know, kind of raises the pitch a bit for a little dramatic effect.
This if this off. Sarach Loimar Aseres B'nei Haman V'Aseres HaKol B'Nishima Achas. The reading of the 10 sons of Haman and the word Aseres should be done in one breath. The Hodiya Shekulam Nergu V'Nistu Kechad, to point out, make known, they were killed and hanged together. The Ramah adds, "V'dafkel chadchil." This is only chadchil. Abadiyavid im hifzik beinayim yotze. If you're mafzik, the balkari took a second breath, there would be yotze. Well, chadchil no hagin loim b'neshima achas mitchilas chamesh meos ish. And really, you should start from chamesh meos ish in your breath. Ves pashan doso ad aseres till the word aseres, all in one breath. Mishnah Berurah. So I'm not a balkari. Mishnah Berurah sivka and then base. Hakol b'neshima achas. It's all done in one breath. Ubechol haMegillah, as far as the whole Megillah is concerned, bein pasik lePasik between psukim, yafsik rak kedei neshima. It should not be more than a breath's pause. They should tzarich lekrosa ki igeris. It's a letter. You're reading in igeris Purim. It should read it like that.
You know, we just said that if you wait an hour between psukim, it's okay too.
Didiyev.
Yeah.
Kishayomer balayla hahu nodada yagbia hakol. Here it's brought specifically to raise the voice by balayla hu nodesh nasamelech. That's where the miracle begins. When he reads Ha'igeres Azos, he should shake the Megillah, this Megillah, this Megillah. Says this, that you find in some communities that everyone says it's Esmei Haman. There's no such Minig. Only the Balkari says it. Everyone else listens like the rest of Megillah. This gets into a machloikis in the understanding of Shemei Ka'oina. When the Balkari reads, I listen, it's as if, what? What's happening? So is the Pshat, it's as if I'm reading it? Is the Pshat, I'm Yotze with his reading? If it's Pshat, it's as if I'm reading it, then I'm not Yotze Neshima Achas, because I'm not reading it Neshima Achas. If I'm Yotze with his reading, he's reading Neshima Achas, it's good enough for me. They talk about this with Duchenik. Can a Kohen listen to the other Kohanim and not say the words? So I say, no, why not Shemei Ka'ina? Pshat is, the Kohen has to say it out loud. Shemei Ka'ina is as if I said it, but not like I said it out loud. So whenever there's a nuance in how it's said, that you don't have by Shemei Ka'ina, depending on how you learn the Lomdus. Is the Lomdus as if I said it, but then I don't have the nuance, or it's as if he said it, and I'm Yotze with him, then I, whatever nuance he has, I have. This is the din. Clearly the Chayodim held, I'm Yotze with his Kriya, so I don't have to do anything. If he did Neshin Achas, then I did Neshin Achas. Those who argue say, no, Shemei Ka'ina means I read it, but I didn't read Neshin Achas. So if I want Neshin Achas, I got to do it myself in Neshin Achas. Which I think is very uncommon that they actually do Neshin Achas. And I also wonder if they're reading Mitoch HaKsav Bal Peh, or the VS is the way it's written. Are they doing it just by memory? L'chayra, whoever's doing it or attempting it by themselves should make sure to pay attention to Bal Kari. It is, but it's not Chachila. And I'm hoping Bal Kari is reading it from the Ksav.
So the opinion says that Kishiyomar Hageras Azot Yinaneh Bamigilah, the same idea that you tap the table at Al Shulchan Zeh Shachan Olav and benching?
Probably.
Isn't Shema Achas, is it Ma'akev the whole Kriyas Megillah if you don't do it, or the Bal Kori?
Nothing's Ma'akev here.
No.
Nothing's Ma'akev. Sivkar Nungim Hifsik. if he did interrupt his Aseres Bnei Haman, we don't make him do it again. Afilu shok de ligma kula, even if the pause was long enough to read all Aseres Bnei Haman, it's okay. He starts coughing, as a cough. We don't say, okay, go back to, and you know what? I bet he would go back. But Lalach, he doesn't have to. Lalach, he just picks up where he left off. Sefka no doubt ish vas v'chulu. But Maril Kosev B'Shem Rokeach, Maril Kosev Rokeach, Mishum Daseres Bnei Haman Ha'Yisori Chamishim Al Chamesh Meos Ish. The reason we want the Chamesh Meos Ish to be part of the Mishima Achas is because the 10 sons of Haman were officers over 500. U'mishi Yeshul Mishima Ketzar, if a person is short of breath, Yishar, he should calculate. Shem Yaschel Min Chamesh Meos Ish, Lo Yuchal Loma Kosev Bnei Haman Mishima Achas. If he begins Chamesh Meos Ish with his breath, he won't get through the assessment Haman. Then Tov Yosef Shal Yaschel Min Vespashandosa. Better he should start from the assessment Haman with his breath. Because that didn't the Gemara, that the Gemara says. Al Chamesh Meos Ish Minig Ba'alma, whereas Chamesh Meos Ish is just a minig. So if there's Ein. Tzarech Sheyoymar, person has to say, this is after the Leining Megillah, Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai, Arura Zeresh Berucha Esther. Arurim Kol Ovdei Kachavim, Beruchim Kol Yisrael. For Tzarech Sheyoman, he also has to add Vagam Chavonu Zachor Latev. So in the notes, he brings aside, this is Tor B'Shem Yushalmi, I believe it's also Mesecha Seferim, and this is where we get the piyutim that we say following Megillah Leining. But there's a mocker in Chazal that this should be stated outright, the Or to the Rishoyim and the Baruch to the Tzadikim, and don't forget Chavona, Zachar Latov.